This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. Active Skin Repair uses a molecule called hypochlorous acid, which mimics our natural immune response to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support healing. We've been loving Active Skin Repair for all the cuts and scrapes that show up in the active toddler life. Sage loves that there's both the spray version but also a cream version. He likes to get to choose which one he's going to do. He calls it the magic cream. And it's been so great for taking care of Mila's neck rash now that she's full on teething. Can we get a minute for a teething 3.5-month-old? What in the world? Active Skin Repair has thousands of 5-star reviews, and the ingredients so safe and clean, they can be used from the youngest member of the family to the oldest, keeping it simple with one soothing solution for all your family's skin health needs. Visit www.activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair, and to get 20% off your order, use code VILLAGE. That's www.activeskinrepair.com, code VILLAGE for 20% off your order. You're listening to episode 3 of our podcast series on childcare and school transitions. In this episode, we're going to talk about when to talk about this, when to let them know that it's coming, and what to do if some anxiety comes up around it. All right, let's dive in. Welcome to Voices of Your Village, a place where parents, caregivers, teachers, and experts come to support one another on this wild ride of raising tiny humans. We combine decades of experience with the latest research to create the modern parenting village. Let's dive into honest conversation about real parenting challenges so it doesn't have to be this hard. I'm your host, Alyssa Blass Campbell. Now, all of us operate differently, where some of us do really well with a heads up. Like when my child was starting childcare, I reached out to the provider for like start date, enrollment forms, all that information months ahead of time. It feels better for me to be like, all right, that's off my to-do list. I've filled out all the forms, all those ducks are in a row, and then I can focus in on other things as we get closer. For other folks, if you sent those enrollment forms months in advance, they would just sit somewhere until about a week out when they would be filled out. Neither of these is the right way to go. And same with our kids. Like, everybody just operates differently. For me, I feel more comfortable if I have that heads up, if I can think about it and know what's coming. For other folks, too much of a heads up means you're up at 3 a.m. with anxiety thinking about it. First, I want you to think about who is my child? And this might be different for different children. Do they do best with more of a heads up, time to ask their questions and figure out what things might look like? Or do they do best with less of a heads up? Will they be feeling really anxious with all of the unknown if they have too much lead up time? Once you know that answer, it's going to be the key for what to do next. So if you have a kid who does best with more lead up time, then I would give them a couple weeks of knowing what's coming and trying to fill in the blanks of who their teacher is going to be or getting those pictures together of their classroom. Maybe you'd even be able to do like a drive-by of the school and see it. Maybe your school offers a tour where you can walk through and check it out inside. If you have a child who would get anxious with all that information before they're going there, then I would give them 1 week notice. I would say, all right, next week on Monday, you're going to go to a new school. You're not going to go to Rashta's house anymore. You're going to go to a new school. You're going to meet some new people and it's going to be a new space. I have some pictures. Would you like to see them? And then I'm going to show them. Here's what the new school looks like. Here's the name of the new school. Here's the name of your new teachers. This is what's going to happen when we go in the morning, kind of like we do at Rashta's. We're going to hang up your bag and we'll put your lunchbox away. And here in this room, we can read a book or color together. And I'll set the timer on my phone so that you know when I'm going to go. And when the timer beeps, I'll give you a snuggle and then I'm going to go to work.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Being back to work after maternity leave has been so good and frankly so hard. I love what I do and I missed collaborating with my team while I was out, and it's been a tough transition. The combination of a packed schedule and still being the milk machine for Mila Bean, it's hard to juggle everything. I feel so grateful for my weekly therapy hour. Sometimes I'm just holding so much and I need a safe space to let it out and get it off my chest. I've noticed that when I don't release it, it comes out anyway, but usually in ways that aren't aligned with how I want to show up in the world. BetterHelp is such a convenient, flexible option for parents who just can't take the travel time to get to an in-person therapy visit. It's entirely online. You can show up in your jammies, always a win in my book, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and you're on your way to feeling heard. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/voices today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/voices.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're aiming more of a, we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, Mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Laying out exactly what to expect with 1 week's notice. And then I'm going to turn to them and ask, do you have any questions? They might say no, and then I'm going to let them know if that makes sense. That's a lot of information. You can ask me anytime to look at the pictures, or you can ask me questions anytime you want, and I'm happy to talk about it. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time for your brain to think of all the new things. Pause. Here, we can do something tangible, like a paper chain countdown. Remember those things, those strips of paper that were like loops and they loop together? Let's make a 1 week paper chain countdown, where every day they take off one of the paper chains and they can count how many days left until they start school. It's also okay if they're feeling a little anxious leading up to it. What they're saying, so there are three biggest anxiety triggers are health, safety, and the unknown. And so for going to school, we're really hitting two of them. Safety and the unknown. Am I going to be safe there? And then what can I expect? It makes sense to feel anxious about those things, and they might not start to feel more comforted until they're in a new routine. What you can do to support them with that is to validate, yeah, it makes sense to feel uncomfortable when you don't know what's going to happen. If your body starts to feel out of control or you're not feeling safe, what helps you feel safe? For me, it helps if I take some deep breaths and I remind myself that I am safe here. It helps for me if I have a one-song dance party and shake my body. It helps for me if I draw a picture to draw all the things that are in my head. We can give them some examples of what to do when they're starting to feel anxious so that they have an outlet for it. Also, pro tip, that's going to be something they take with them for the rest of their lives because they're going to feel anxious. And trying to make the anxiety go away isn't going to serve them down the road when it pops up again and again and again. What we can do is give them tools for coming back into their whole brain. How do you help your body feel safe? Is really saying, how do I help you access your whole brain again? When they're in an anxious state, they're in their primal brain, and we get to help them regain access to that whole brain and find their sense of calm. So once you figure out who is my child, then you'll know when to tell them about it and how. Using those visual aids will be really, really key here. Tomorrow, we're going to chat about your experience and ways to take care of your nervous system while you're supporting the tiny humans. Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Your Village. Check out the transcript at voicesofyourvillage.com. Did you know that we have a special community over on Instagram hanging out every day with more free content? Come join us at seed.and.sow, S-E-W. Take a screenshot of you tuning in, share it on the gram, and tag seed.and.sow to let me know your key takeaway. If you're digging this podcast, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We love collaborating with you to raise emotionally intelligent humans.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.